Welcome to Bedford County Speaks, the region's only locally produced public affairs program. Every Saturday at this time, Bedford County Speaks introduces community leaders, interesting topics, and people making a difference in Bedford County. Bedford County Speaks is presented exclusively by News Talk 1310 WBFD. Now, here's your host, Lloyd Broach.
Thank you, Matt DeFazio, and good morning to you. Welcome to Bedford County Speaks, the weekly public affairs program of News Talk 1310 WBFD. Today's program is brought to you by Thomas Chevrolet Subaru, saving you time, money, and worry for over 100 years. And by Homewood at Springhouse Estates, where every day is Independence Day. I'll return shortly with today's guests, Mike Struber and Steve George of the Southern Alleghenies Museum of Art, when Bedford County Speaks continues.
WBFD!
Some time back, they did a survey and they found that lots of people who lived within a few miles of the Liberty Bell or the Statue of Liberty never visited either place. That happens around here, too. Just after the start of the French and Indian War, Bedford County became the gateway to the West, with the opening of the Forbes Road, which we now call Route 30. In 1794, President George Washington had to come here to quell the Whiskey Rebellion. By 1913, the first transcontinental road for motor cars, the Lincoln Highway, was dedicated here, and the legendary Bedford Springs Resort still welcomes people from all over the world. With this kind of legacy, why keep it a secret? Spread the word about Bedford County. The history, the charm, and the regal Alleghenies. Bedford County, America's open door to the West.
This is Emily Dermer, a volunteer at Old Bedford Village, and you're listening to Bedford County Speaks over News Talk 1310 WBFD.
At Homewood at Springhouse Estates, every day is Independence Day. Executive Director Mary Grattan says assisted living is on the way.
Where you come in, there'll be nursing that will be there. They'll help you with medication, dressing, bathing. There'll be a breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Our main restaurant, the cafe, will be open for evening meals as well.
Call Homewood at Springhouse Estates today and see what's new at 623-0349. That's Homewood at Springhouse Estates, where every day is Independence Day.
This is Brooks Shoemaker of Bedford Rural Electric Cooperative. Let's head back to Bedford County Speaks right here on News Talk 1310 WBFD.
I've told you before when I do these programs, I love doing them outside. Well, here we are on a beautiful, beautiful spring, almost summer evening in downtown Bedford, and we are outside on the porch of the Anderson House, right smack in the middle of Pitt Street, with the two shakers and movers that made this absolutely stunning museum possible. First of all is Mike Struber. He is the Director of Emeritus for the Southern Alleghenies Museum of Art. He is also a trustee of this organization and has run it forever. Steve George is a trustee of the Southern Alleghenies also, but he just kind of runs everything here in Bedford in general. So we just kind of depend on him for local leadership when we need it, which is all the time. Michael, I want to thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us today.
It's a pleasure to be here, and I love Bedford. It's an absolutely magnificent community. We're proud to be here.
And Steve, thank you for joining us again. I know you've been on the show before.
Appreciate
about
it.
Various sundry things that we've done, yeah. All the way from the Fort Bedford Museum to the Heritage Foundation, and gosh knows what we're doing. I want to talk to you guys about this museum. I'm so excited. I came here the evening that you opened, and I just think it's the brightest spot and the best thing that's happened in Bedford in a very long time. And I cannot speak with experience. I've only been here for a short time, but it's obvious that this has become a major, major destination for Bedford. Mike, you have four others beside this one, correct?
We have a facility in Altoona. We have a facility in Ligonier. We have a facility in Johnstown and also in Loretto. And this is our fifth facility.
So in every case, at each museum, are they treated differently or do you kind of do the same thing everywhere? How's it work?
Well, it's interesting. When I established the first museum satellite, we did so. We call ourselves the Southern Alleghenies Museum of Art. And we were in Loretto, Pennsylvania. And Loretto doesn't have mass transit. We're on the Mall of St. Francis University, independent of the university. And I thought, you know, if we're really just going to serve the people of this region, we have to make our programs, our collections, more accessible to them. and that became the focus for the establishment of satellite facilities. And we now have the oldest ongoing satellite program in the United States. And in a rural community, extremely rare to find a museum. And
of this quality.
I agree. And each of the facilities we serve have a sort of a unique audience, and we will attempt to program our facilities for each of those audiences.
When I first came to the grand opening, I was talking to your magnificent curator here, and she told me how they rotate the collection. And it's about, what, 5 or 6 months, I guess, that you do that? Is that
every roughly every 3 months.
Right.
Three to four months. For example, right now we have this fantastic collection of Southwestern art in Altoona. And I visited Altoona this morning, and one of the collectors who lent his private collection was there, and I know him personally. And it's a Barry Newborn collection of Southwestern art. And I said, Barry, this collection, second only to God's. And I said, we have to have this in Bedford. Mm. And it's his private collection. His home is filled with his art. And I said, Barry, extend this loan for 3 more months for Bedford.
So
Bedford
this is,
will love it.
This is a
so,
little, yeah.
It's going to come. It
so
will
this
come
is a little bit
Bedford.
More than Remington on horses. This is
these are
big
these,
time.
Right. Yeah, these are major, major Native American pieces.
Great.
You know, there's, I mean, extremely valuable collection. And then there's also a collector anonymously who is donating his entire collection of Southwestern art to the Southern Alleghenies Museum of Art. Mm. Both of those collections right now are in Altoona. So we'll bring the newborn collection here intact, and then we'll cherry pick the other collection to complement the newborn collection for Bedford. So it will still be a singularly unique exhibition, but adapted to our facilities here, where we have 8 galleries.
Our guests are Michael Struber and Steve George of the Southern Allegheny Museum of Art. And before I get too far afield, I want to tell you a story. So Steve George invites my wife, Jackie, and I to go and see, I don't know whether it was an exhibit or a dinner or whatever, but it was at St. Francis, and we go up there. And I believe that's the first time I met you. You, me, and the other 7,000 people that were there that night. So we're there, and I get to learn a little bit about Sam. I'd never heard of Sam. I didn't know what it was. And so Mike and Lynn were very nice and gracious to invite us there. We went, and we just had a wonderful time. And then, I don't know, well, several months later, he starts jumping up now. We're going to talk to Michael Struber. We're going to talk to Michael Struber about coming to Bedford. And so I want you to tell me that story. How on earth did that happen? Like, were you waltzing through Bedford one day and you stumbled over Steve? Or how did it happen? What
I'm going to let Steve tell the beginning of that story.
Tell me the beginning.
Well, the beginning is this. One day in August of 2015, I'm reading the Bedford Gazette. And on the front page is a picture of Kevin Kutz. Kevin is our phenomenal artist here in the area.
Sure.
And he was talking about the fact that he was having a one-man show in Loretto. So I called Kevin, and I said, Kevin, who's the guy at Southern Allegheny's Museum? Who's the power? Without hesitation, Michael Struber. Do you have his number? Yes. Give him his telephone number. I dialed the number. Michael answered.
My wife
answered. Oh, no, it was your
wife. I was in the hospital.
That's right, and I didn't know it. He's in the hospital recovering from a heart attack, and this idiot.
Less than 24 hours right. previous.
So this has something to do with you? I mean, the heart attack?
No.
No, okay.
No, not yet.
So I said, I'd like to come up and speak to Michael. I have something I want to talk to him about. And she said, well, come ahead. And I guess in 3/4 of an hour, you know, Bedford to Hollidaysburg.
Sure.
I'm there. I meet Michael for the very first time. We sit down, told him I was from Bedford. And ultimately I said, Michael, do you think there might be a possibility that Southern Allegheny's Museum of Art might consider Bedford for a satellite? Because if you do, I think I've got just the building for you. And of course, the building was the John Anderson House.
Now, let me back up here a second.
I have to back up a little bit.
Wait, I got to back up just one thing on the Anderson House. So you already knew that the Anderson House was in need of someone to take care of it.
There's no question, because the Anderson House at that moment was empty, was vacant.
So all of these moons are aligning at the same time. Now, Michael.
What Steve didn't tell you, I had had a heart attack less than 24 hours before he chose to come. I was in the hospital. He calls at 12 o'clock. My wife picked me up at 1 o'clock. And driving home, she said, there's someone who called from Bedford, and he said, he has to speak to me today. And I said to my wife, what did he say it was about? And she said, he really didn't. And I said, well, okay, let him come over. So he comes over.
It might be in some insurance guy.
Right. He comes over at 3 o'clock. And I will, and again, I had a heart attack the night before. Massive heart attack. But anyway, within 15 minutes, he talks about the Anderson House, because this guy's a visionary. And sometimes I pride myself on my ability to perceive the future in a positive way. Within 15 minutes, I thought it was a fabulous idea. And in addition, we had to have a proposal. Southern Allegheny Museum of Art had to have a proposal to the borough council the next day as to what we would do with the Anderson House. Wow. 3 o'clock in the afternoon. The next day, the borough council was meeting?
No, was it Monday or something?
No,
it was Monday.
It was Monday.
Monday.
It was Friday that I went up, okay?
Oh, so we give you much more time.
Oh, yeah.
So it was a weekend.
2 whole days,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, a weekend. But when I said to Michael, I said, you really have to come down to see the building. He said, we will. He puts together a group. The current board chairman, the current vice chairman, the current executive director, two other trustees, and they came down, and I walked them through the Anderson
House.
This
is that weekend.
The next day, Saturday.
Boy, Michael, you guys move fast. This is very impressive.
We know how to move rapidly.
Yeah. So they saw the building. They said, oh, there's a lot of potential here. Well, on Monday, they went before borough council and said, would you give us a little bit of time to thoroughly investigate the possibility of coming to Bedford at the Anderson House? I think borough council took all of 15 seconds to say, yeah, you have the time. That's how it started.
And initially, I mean, I fell in love with the building.
Yeah.
So. You know, the building, it's an architectural jewel. The front facade, it's so magnificent. And the building to have been built in
1814,
and to be as well built as it is, the fireplaces, the interior, the walls, the windows, the location, the parking in the back of the building,
the bank vault,
the porches, the smokehouse, it all worked, and I mean it's just magnificent.
We are in the Anderson House right now, actually on the outside porch here, upstairs, looking at this beautiful view to the north of us here. And we're speaking to Michael Struber, the Director Emeritus of SAMA, and also Steve George, as everyone knows, is right here from Bedford. And we're hearing about the remarkable story about how these two got together, and as a result of their efforts, and that of the Borough Council and many other people, of course, it all came to be. And when we come back, we're going to learn exactly what they did when they did arrive. And I assure you, what they did was profound. When Bedford County Speaks continues.
Hello, I'm Mark Thomas. We hope you're enjoying this week's Bedford County Speaks. We're pleased to sponsor this community effort every week. Sometimes people ask us how we do business. Well, it's simple. When a family firm like us has been around for over 100 years, you learn a lot. For example, we know you don't care for haggling, so instead, we discount our vehicles up front to remove all the guessing. We also pay our sales consultants on volume rather than on the price of the car or truck. That way, everyone works to get you the vehicle you want instead of the one we may want to sell you. Thomas Chevrolet Subaru offers transparent financing with protection options to fit your budget. In addition, when you buy a car or truck from us, you get free state inspections for life, free car washes for life, and great warranties, which remove all the worry. And we'll even buy your trade for cash. So stop by our showroom today and check out our beautiful supply of Chevrolet cars, tough Chevy trucks, and those fabulous worry-free Subarus. That's the Thomas Promise. To learn more, visit us on Route 220 or thomaschevrolet.com.
At Homewood at Springhouse Estates, Tim Turner is the new executive chef, and you're in for a real treat.
This is still good food, and I think that that's what helps bring a little bit more of the fine dining, but it still gives you that home country cooking where you can make a nice steak and potato dish. Still make it taste great.
You don't have to live here to eat here. Call Homewood now for reservations at 623-0349 to learn what's cooking tonight. Homewood at Springhouse Estates, where every day is Independence Day.
Now, let's head back to Lloyd Roach and Bedford County Speaks.
Okay, we are back second floor porch of the Anderson House, and if you've not been to this museum, you will get a chance to see this little place where we're sitting up here. I know the grand opening, they had a little cocktail reception out here. And you know, this is one of the things about this building that makes it so special, Mike. You've got not just a building where you can display the art, but these little other places where you can do some cool things, like have a party or have a little dinner party or whatever. Do your other museums have that as well?
This is a unique site. You know, the porches here are going to work in our favor. I mean, they're beautiful. The parking, the 25-car parking lot, plus the ability to use the border. The fort has lots of potential, and the 8 different galleries. You know, programmatically, this has more potential and more unique than our other facilities because of having 8 independent galleries, the potential of them. You know, as an example, we have these Pennsylvania Academy of Fine Arts in Loretto right now. It's the creme de la creme of American realism. Any of the artists that work currently in Loretto could be invited here for a small one-person show, 10 pieces,
boy,
in one of our galleries. Creme de la creme, best artists in the country. And
you've got the space for them to do it.
Sure. And we have the unique, specifically designed spaces to do it. And we will do it. I spoke to a number of them last Saturday, and they're already enthused.
Now, when you folks arrived here, after being conned by Steve George over a weekend to come in and look at this, and you obviously were very pleased with Bedford, so I'm glad to hear that.
It was a marriage made to happen, and we're still on the honeymoon.
And the borough council was obviously very helpful to you. They received you rather welcomingly, it sounds like that.
And so, I was on the borough council of Hollidaysburg, and when I spoke before the borough council here, I was very impressed. They asked great questions. They're very enthusiastic and very welcoming. And if they hadn't been, we wouldn't be here.
Right, I understand. So here we are. You've arrived, and you're looking at this building, and you're going, you are the visionary, clearly, as is Steve. But you're looking at a building that doesn't look like an art museum. It looks like a kind of shabby-looking building that's been everything from a chamber of commerce to gosh knows what.
To a library.
So what was your first thought? I mean, what have we gotten ourselves into or something
now,
like that?
Now, to be honest with you, we didn't hesitate for a minute.
No.
I mean, the natural light flowing into the building was magnificent. The entrance stairwell, the gallery, the entrances, the high ceilings, the condition of the building, although we put a lot of resources into it, the hardwood floors, all the hardwood, the 11 fireplaces. I mean, it's a jewel. So to transform that into an art museum required some very specific sophistication, but the bones of the building were fabulous.
I see. So
it was really a simple structure.
That's what makes it, doesn't it?
The bones.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
And what you said, simple?
Simple in its plan, all right? Center hall, gallery, 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 gallery. Nice size rooms, length, width, height of ceilings, window, light, everything. Just very inviting.
Should be explained here that Steve is also a professional architect, so who would know more about the shapes and things of buildings than you. So when you saw this through different eyes, now through the eyes of an art museum,
yeah.
It really fell in, didn't it?
Oh, I knew. Yeah. I said, can do it. You can do it here.
Right.
No problem.
And Steve was here every single day during the restoration process.
So you didn't have to throw him out or anything?
No. Every single day, and he documented the transformation.
Because I saw him loading rocks the other day out in front of the building. I don't know if you saw that or not.
No, that was him.
No, that was me. My hands and knees putting in that stone wall.
Right.
In the mud.
In the mud. Right.
Our guests this morning are Mark Struber and also Steve George, both involved very heavily, as you can tell, with the Southern Alleghenies Museum of Art. And I just think it's so exciting that you've done this for Bedford, because Bedford is really in need of this kind of thing. We're talking about some of the assets that Bedford already has. We have the Bedford Springs. We have the Fort Bedford Museum. We obviously have the Coverlet Museum. We have a lot of good museums around here, not to mention an absolutely beautiful residential district up and down Juliana Street and others. But putting this museum here,
I
think, brings it to another level, because this has already been a destination for travelers who want to see a charming town, and now they've got a museum with world-class art in it. I almost fell over when I saw that Renoir in here. I didn't realize that that's what was coming here. I thought I was just going to see a lot of local stuff from Pittsburgh.
Yeah, well, the museum has 4,500 pieces in the permanent collection, and still very significantly expanding. And we will be hiring a new director of our museum probably this week, and if it's the person I think it's going to be, a PhD in American art, 25 years of experience, established curatorial credentials, published, and has done historic exhibitions, fabric exhibitions, interned at Colonial Williamsburg. I mean, she will know American art backwards and forwards, and be nothing but a significant asset.
Terrific.
And I think will help SAMA experience a new renaissance. And Bedford is going to lead that renaissance.
You made a comment to me earlier, which I'd never heard before. You called it rural art.
Well, rural museums are almost
non-existent. That's what I meant to say.
Rural museums are almost non-existent.
Non-existent.
Because it takes resources. Just like me, raised $750,000 create this facility. And most of that, 90% of it was raised outside of Bedford. Now, the sustaining resources are by far the most difficult resources.
Sure.
But I think we're going to be, I think we're going to be very successful. But it's hard. It's not easy. And it's never easy. And it's always a continuous challenge. We don't have the automatic foundation support that the big urban institutions have for generation after generation. You know, for example, the people who founded SAMA, that first generation, well, their children aren't here. You know, many of them have left to seek employment elsewhere. So it's always reinventing yourself to a new audience.
It's a struggle.
It is never, ever easy.
Yeah.
But they're labors of love. Just like the workers that were here tonight for dinner that we honored, you know, they put their heart and soul into this place, as we will. And I think we work harder, much harder than the people in the urban. You know, they point, we do.
But you know what's incredible? To bring such a cultural entity event to a small town, 2,850 people, to have a major art museum. Incredible.
Well, that's what I wanted to ask you. What would you say to the people listening to this in Bedford? How can they help this museum? We know we need their financial support, but we need a lot more here, don't we? We need to have them embrace this thing as a major player.
Right. They need to talk it up. They need to come. They need to bring their kids. They need just let the word out, okay? We have something truly special, truly.
Right. Visit, bring your friends, bring your neighbors, encourage, and you know, participate. We'll have children's activities, we'll have classes, you know, we'll have previews, we'll have receptions, and come and enjoy them. And the most important thing, don't be afraid of them. You know, a lot of people, especially in rural areas, think, oh, it's art, you know, I don't know whether I'll be comfortable. I want this to be like an open door, like a screen door.
Yes.
We're going to put a new door in the front. You know, we come in. Don't be afraid of the art. Come in and enjoy it.
Intimidates people a bit sometimes. Right.
Sure it is. Yeah, and it can be a little intimidating, but don't be.
Just think.
We don't have our noses in the air.
No.
We have our noses to the grind.
You don't have to go to New York City to the Metropolitan Museum of Art to see great art. You can come to Pitt Street and see it.
Well, that's what struck me at the first display I went to, the first showing you did on the opening night, because that was what I didn't expect. And I think that's part of the message to the people that live in Bedford, is that if you want to see world-class work, just walk over here. And for many of you, you don't even have to get in your car. I mean, it's that close.
Yeah, and a very important part of what we will also show here, Bedford has some incredibly talented artists. Mm. So we will showcase those artists. Right. We will place those artists in their Pennsylvania perspective as well as in their national perspective, you know, to raise a level of appreciation for the quality of art that Bedford has produced, that their schools and the community has produced, and that the region, the beautiful Bedford landscape, has inspired artists to produce. You know, we will showcase those artists. And
the Bedford Arts Council folded, about 5 years ago? Well, the second floor galleries will be devoted to the local arts community.
Regional art.
Think of that.
Right. And we have a display space now for whatever art council
first
they want to come with.
Yeah. Display space.
Well, Steve, we have about a minute left for you two, and you've been very exciting to talk to. You've just been, the time has been burning through here. But could you guys, one of you, either of you, give me a kind of a wrap of why should I come over here? Is there a high admission fee, for example, here, or how does it work?
If you're a member, it's free. We also have 2 free days a month.
Right.
And for Bedford and families, you know, I think to appreciate the architecture of this building and what we have done to the interior, anybody with eyes will appreciate that. The art that we display is easy on the eye, will be enjoyable, and you'll be welcomed. You know, you will be welcome. We hired people at that front desk overtly to be welcoming. And any questions that they have, any concerns, any ideas, any suggestions, they will be welcomed, and we will adapt them and program accordingly.
One of the things I was particularly impressed with is you have various mediums here. It isn't just a picture on a wall. You have murals.
Sculpture.
You have sculpture. I guess you're going to have audiovisual displays.
Craft.
And we also have a special tour guide that is used with your...
With your iPhone. You can get an app and listen and hear.
It's a guided tour.
Tour. Correct.
All right, well, I'm out of time. I wish I could be here all day with you, but I've really enjoyed speaking to both of you. You've been very entertaining. Michael Struber, I want to wish you the very best success and that you continue to be the director emeritus. It's not like you're very emeritus to me. And Steve George is our local emeritus. He's the Energizer Bunny. He just never goes away. So
this would not have happened without Steve. Steve was the spark plug that started process.
Well, I want to thank you both, and thank you very much for appearing this morning on Bedford County Speaks. I appreciate it very much.
And thank you.
Bedford County Speaks was presented this morning by Thomas Chevrolet Subaru, saving you time and money and worry for over 100 years, and by Homewood at Springhouse Estates, where every day is Independence Day. I look forward to joining you next time, right here on News Talk 1310 WBFD. Until then, enjoy your weekend. This is Lloyd Roach.
Thanks for listening to Bedford County Speaks. This program is heard every Saturday at this time over News Talk 1310 WBFD. If you would like to hear this program again, visit bedfordcountyspeaks.com and click Listen Here. Bedford County Speaks is a production of the News and Public Affairs Department of News Talk 1310. If you or your organization would like to appear on the show, visit our website, bedfordcountyspeaks.com, for contact information. Thanks for listening, and have a great week.